Good afternoon and welcome to the bonus edition, the education hour of the Inside Outside, guys. Today featuring Kopke Remodeling and Design.
Yeah, we are so thrilled to have Alan Seeley in studio with us because his thinking corresponds with ours when it comes to protecting your budget and delivering a great build experience.
Proper policies, proper procedures, a beautiful showroom, you name it. If you're thinking about remodeling your bathroom, your kitchen, you want to stick around, and we'll take your phone calls at 888-654. Guys, once again, stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside, guys, sponsored by Kopke Remodeling, only on AM 760 WJR.
Paul House is beautiful. The kitchen not only looks great, but functions a lot better with the electricity and lights on the island. The bathrooms are gorgeous, and the fireplace, we love it all. This is from a customer of Kopke Remodeling and Design. They rave about Tom and Mike, the people that worked with them to get the project done through Kopke. Alan, welcome to the show, and God bless you for taking such good care of our listeners.
Thank you so very much for having me here. When I finally
How was the drive?
Nice guy.
I'm joking.
Nice guy.
36 minutes, only took an hour and a half, so no worries.
Hey, you're here, you're on time, and we're excited to have you and featuring Kopke Remodeling. Alan, let's start off by telling us a little background about Kopke Remodeling, please.
Sure. So Dave Kopke, back in the early 90s, was working for another company that unfortunately went out of business. And this company that went out of business received deposits. So Dave, with the integrity that he has, said, hey, listen, we took the deposits. I'm going to finish up your job. Went back to all these people, said, I'm going to go get my builder's license, which is a lot easier to get back then. Let's be honest with each other. You read a little book and you're ready to go, unfortunately. And he obtained his builder's license, started the company with those customers, and the integrity that came with it, with the business ethics, grew the company. So, and then I showed up.
So that appealed to you.
It appealed greatly to me.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that Dave has that I have, and we are really good friends, is the understanding of, hey, listen, take care of the customers. Take care of your employees. Take care of your family.
Yeah.
And everything's going to fall in the line.
Amen.
You know, smart business, you stay open. People that are greedy close fast.
Yes.
So, unfortunately.
You know, it's interesting. I heard a really successful contractor years ago say something to the effect, no prior customer ever calls me and says, this is really square and plumb and true. What they say is,
yep,
we had a great experience with your company and your people.
Yeah.
And that's what Kopke seeks.
That's what we seek all the time as an end result.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, let's put it out there because people in and out of their cars. If you want to get a hold of Kopke, KOPKEHome.com, KopkeHome.com, or you can give them a call anytime during the week at 833-695-6753. So let's talk about the Kopke way. You're very proud of the Kopke way. Let's talk about that for a minute. Explain to people what that is.
Well, when Dave retired and I took over, the...
Let me start real quick. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we've known about Kopke forever. I remember at home shows 15 years ago taking people that come up and asked us who should they use over to your booth back then. So you guys have always had a great reputation in the area.
Yeah, it's not about speed. It's just, you know, just do the job correctly, listen to the customer, and when you go in, actually understand the process of what you're doing, right?
And you do.
Yeah, we do. We do. And it's not a fast process by any stretch of the imagination either.
Right. You use the word listen. I love the word listen. Ken and I talk all the time. That's what people don't do. If you listen, then you're going to have a sense of what it's going to take to thrill those people.
Mm-hmm.
And budget. We want to talk about budget because you are big on that and so are we.
I am. And you know, it's really ironic because I have a customer that we did a bathroom for and they understand the budget aspects. And he needed some service work, and we went and serviced him, right? That's no worries whatsoever. But he said, you know what? You're so keen on our budget that I wish we would have done some of these other things that were out of our budget. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, I really appreciate that. And he goes, when we're going to talk about our kitchen, I know that you're going to stay faithful on our budget. But at the same time, we would like some things that are possibilities that we can obtain and put into our kitchen as well that we know it's going to go over our budget.
Sure.
And I have no problems with that either.
Give me choices.
Choices. Oh, yeah, there's choices.
But, you know, years ago, when we had talked to couples who were either going to build a house or do a major remodel, one of my questions to them was, have you found a therapist yet? And what do you mean? A couples therapist. Because this is, when someone does a major remodel or a house, one of the things that is going to send them to a therapist, anything else, is the budget and lack of preparation.
Yeah.
If they took pride in what Kopke has pride in, which is why you added the design, I'm sure, on the back of the name.
Yeah.
That is what is so important. That is what's going to make those jobs run smoother than anything else and keep everybody happy.
You're right. That falls right in line with that very powerful word. It's called stress.
Yeah.
You know, and you have people coming in and out of your home you've never met before.
Exactly.
And your whole kitchen is gone. There's nothing there. And realistically, if nothing, you know, if you had to purchase everything, you got to make sure you purchased it correctly. That thing's going to fit. That thing's going to go smoothly. And then timelines. How long is it going to take? So there's a lot involved with it. You know, people assume it's like, oh, it's cabinet countertop backsplash. How bad can it be, right? Oh. Should be able to get this off in 2 weeks. No problem. But, you know, there's a lot more involved.
The greatest opportunity for a mistake to be made in a project exists in the kitchen of a home. I mean, the industry has told us that for decades, from fit and finish to specification. So how is the Kopke experience different? Does it start with that whole planning word?
Well, you know,
What? We've already got to take a break.
Oh, that time already.
I know.
You know. Hey, well, we have another 45 minutes. A lot of information we're going to get out Alan. In the next 45 minutes. The phone number, if you want to get a hold of Kopke, is 833-695-6753. Or you can go to KopkeHome.com. Stick around for more with the Inside Outside Guys featuring Kopke Remodeling only on AM 760 WJR.
Wait a minute. And Alan Seeley, the chief cook and bottle washer for the company that we're featuring here, Kopke Remodeling and Design. Alan, we were talking about the importance of planning and budget. You want to run with that for people?
Sure. Some of the things that if you think about the list of everything you have to do for a kitchen, all right?
So, huge.
Yeah. So you think about drawings, then your plans, your selections, you have your proposals, then you got to start with your permits, right? You have to obtain your trades for your electrical, your plumbing, your HVAC. You got to have a dumpster show up. You got to tarp off the house. You got to do your tear out. Then you got to do any rough framing, because there might have been any, you know, the wonkiness of the walls behind something.
Sure.
They're waving at you, and you don't want them to wave at you anymore, right? You want them all to be nice and straight, and then you got your rough plumbing, your rough electrical.
Yeah, you
got to
update your mechanicals in almost every kitchen, right?
Right. That's the best way to go while it's all torn out, as far as my opinion goes. Then you have to wait for your inspections.
Yeah.
And then after that, insulate any walls that were open on the exterior. Do your drywall, your tape, your mudding, your priming of everything. Then you get your cabinet install. And it starts to, you know, come together, right? If you have any crown, let's, you know, a lot of people
crown,
don't take.
What the heck is crown?
It's what you wear on your head all the time at home, Chuck.
No worries. That, you know, that goes to the ceiling often. And how often is your ceiling actually straight? So then you have to mud this in unless you want to see all those open spots going to. We like to do it to the ceiling. A lot of companies don't because it's a longer process. Unfortunately.
And it requires a skill set that not every company has.
Because you have to mud it and float it in, right? And which is another process.
Yeah.
And then you have your flooring. Then you have your finish molding, your countertops, your backsplash, your grout, your final paint coats, right?
Knobs and pulls.
Knobs, pulls, finish plumbing, finish electrical, and we install the appliances, finish inspections, and then you have a punch list.
So everybody at home just wrote this all down, and they're going to do it themselves now.
Oh, good luck. No problem.
And let's talk about that for a second, because everything, I always tell people, when one of your salespersons go out and sits in front of them, They've heard every question that that customer is going to ask them. They know the answer to every question that customer is going to ask them. And when you have the experience like you have, you're going to be able to take care of everything on that list far faster than either a homeowner can or someone that does not do this on a regular basis. You know, my cousin's brother-in-law's whatever that can do it cheaper.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. I've been doing this for a very long time.
I know you have.
And let's be honest with each other. When you break it down like this, a kitchen's a kitchen, a bathroom's a bathroom, right?
Yeah.
The only thing we're doing is different selections. What are we installing? Other words, the list doesn't change, does it? So you know how to put one step, then the next step, then the next step.
Daniel DeBakey said that about heart transplants 50 years ago. You are a specialist.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
We think you are. Well, to a degree.
Being a specialist. So what seems almost repetitious to you is a once-in-a-lifetime event,
right,
for a client.
Right? Yes, it is. And that's the part that I don't understand how a lot of companies miss all these things in their proposals.
Oh, right.
To bring the cost way down.
Because they don't plan, right?
When I'm sitting there looking at this going, come on, man, I've seen this so many times. It's not even funny.
Yep.
And you're going to tell me that that's not even in there? And what's interesting is...
And that's going to be extra now.
Well, now a lot of companies are saying, not me... But prepare to add another 20%.
Oh, I know it.
Onto your job for incidentals.
Speak to the issue of allowances, Alan, because a lot of companies that really don't know how to plan will just fill a contract with allowances.
Well, we do have some allowances.
You have to have some.
Which is your flooring or your tile. That's our cost. And the only reason why we put that in there is if you decide to change your mind, you know how much it actually costs.
Yeah.
Right? When you start flooding the whole proposal with nothing but like little checklists and allowances, which I see so much of, the allowances are everything that are at the bottom.
It's a variable cost, right?
Oh, my
God. And buyers should be afraid of too many variable costs.
Well, sure they could because there's a lot of things that are missing inside of that with these as well. Then it's a he said, she said. Are you getting it or am I getting it? And realistically, when they do that, they're just trying to get a price in your hands as fast as they can to get the job.
Yep. Right.
Right?
And they'll work out the details later.
Yep. Oh, by the way, you were at $18,000. Now we're done, and you're going to be at $39,000. Really? What just happened?
Yeah. Well,
hopefully, if people listen to the Inside Outside guys, they don't get caught in that trap. And unfortunately, it's something that unscrupulous people do all the time. Mm-hmm. The process. I give you a call tomorrow. I say, Alan, I want to have a kitchen... I'm done. The Inside Outside guy says you're the best. I want you to do it. What's the process from that point?
It's, we'd set up a consultation to come out to your home. It's free. And then through that consultation, we'd listen to your needs and your wants, walk around, make sure that we understand the end result of what you're looking for. Then what we do is you don't have to tell us your budget. That's fine. You can keep it a secret. I have no problems with that, right?
Sure.
And then when you come into the showroom and you're able to explore and see everything as its actual size, not on a bunch of boards, right? Or flicking through catalogs and you have no idea if that's really what you're obtaining.
Right.
Then we talk a little bit more on budgets because we have so many different variables, different lines to offer, right? We understand that, you know what? Some people are just like, listen, anything's better than what I have. But please, can you give me something that has A quality? Everything that's in my showroom, I would use my own home.
There you go.
Period. There's nothing that I offer that I would not put into my own home.
So no good, better, best.
Well, it's the quality of the cabinets are different.
How about no bad, good, better, best?
it's not the, you know, ABC, you know, which one do you pick? And it's also when you start looking at cabinets and the more you put in, the faster it starts, you know, growing.
Absolutely.
I could never understand how somebody could have products be less expensive for the whole project and the labor be more expensive for everything. How is that possible? I don't get it, but I see those all the time too.
Sure.
Now, once we start with the quality, you pick out what you want. We understand the budget. We can do elevations for you. We can do drawings because that's going to get you a definitive number. Right.
How important is that?
It
in your belief, before you even start the job, how important is that?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it is a 10.
I agree.
All day long. Don't just throw a number at me. I could throw a number at anybody. Anything. What number you want? Where you want to be?
Yeah.
No problem. And we'll work it backwards.
25-9.
Sounds good. Let's go.
Sign the paper.
And the odds of anybody who gives a budget to obtain, let's just say 30,000 or whatever, to be exactly 30,000 is physically impossible. It's impossible. That's why you have to go between two numbers, right? Give yourself a little bit of leeway, then put a wish list in there.
Yep.
And then once we know this, we're able to obtain and purchase everything, right? By purchasing, what does that do?
You're buying everything.
I'm buying with your money.
Yep.
Your deposit, which doesn't even cover everything. I'm purchasing everything. Now, it's no longer a cost that we're putting in there for like a, you know, how much or a range. It is a definitive number that I'm purchasing everything, what I can purchase at that time, so the price doesn't change, does it?
Yep.
Because I automatically lock that in.
Right.
When you lock that in with me, it's not going to change. So now it's not the selection process afterwards and things change quickly. It is the definitiveness. And that's what, you know, I want our customers always understand that it's the definitiveness of what you've chose, the cost that's in there is locked in. I can't lock in countertops though, because we don't do those till when? After the cabinets are installed, which are 4 months from now.
Right.
So those can vary. You know, if they went down a little bit, great. Let's, you know, take some money off. But if they went up a little bit, unfortunately, here's the bill. No problem.
Let me just, for our listeners, put this into context. A lot of kitchen remodelers, bath remodelers, house remodelers will say, let's just put this number down. Let's sign the contract. Let's get started. And as we go, you'll pick stuff out.
Yeah.
Kopke says, let's pick stuff out. We've got all the stuff. Then we can lock in a budget within these parameters anyway, before you even start the job. That's huge. If I am your customer, that's huge.
Yeah. You know what? What do a lot of companies actually, what do they boast on? They boast on how fast they can do a job.
Amen. Exactly.
Right?
You're right.
Because I will straight up look at somebody and say, hey, listen, if you're looking for the fastest, you are in the wrong place. I'll tell you that much right now.
So you don't do it fast and wrong. You do it slow and right.
It's got to be right. It's got to be right. If things are right, then they're done. You have less stuff dry, right?
That kitchen's going to live for decades.
For decades after we're done with it.
Oh, wow.
And I want you to love it. Love it.
Okay, write this down, Alan. We're going to talk about some things when we get back from break, okay?
Okay.
We're going to talk about the companies that are in and then out. So they start someone's job, and then you might not see them for a few days or a few weeks. Then they come back, and that's not Kopke Remodeling Design. Let's also talk about some of the new popular styles that are out there, because how many times have you heard, they just remodeled their kitchen and now it's already outdated. So those are very important things. Also, W-2 versus 1099 employees, which you have W-2. This is the Inside Outside Guys featuring Kopke Remodeling, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. It's Ken and Chuck and Alan Seeley, the boss, the owner of Kopke Remodeling and Design. Ken, you put a bunch of questions in front of him before we went to break.
And I still got him right here. In the meantime, for those listening, you want to get a hold of Kopke Remodeling, you absolutely like what you hear, 833-695-6753 or Kopke, K-O-P-K-E, home.com. All right, where do you want to start with my list of questions, Alan?
You go ahead, pick one. No problem.
Popular styles. We've seen your showroom. We've seen the very cool software you have at your showroom. Yeah. Let's reassure people that when they're done with the kitchen from Kopke Remodeling, it's not going to go out of style within a certain amount of time.
And stay away from the hot pinks for all the cabinets going all the way around, and
Chuck,
pretty good.
Oh, Chuck.
Shoot.
I know. What are you going to do? No hot pink cabinets.
Or sinks. Or bathtubs.
Yeah.
Man, did I screw up.
Salmon.
So where do you get your color? Where do you get your accents?
Well, you know what? It is the colors that are provided from us from the cabinet manufacturers, right? And they are able to timeless colors we have. Then we also have colors that people would like to explore as far as, you know, let me get a darker with a lighter, right?
Are you doing a lot of that?
Contrast,
the island for for the most part.
Okay.
Because the big question that a lot of people have is resale, right?
Absolutely.
And then, but the resale is, let's be honest, if 50% of the people come into your home, even if it's a brand new kitchen, aren't going to like it. Doesn't matter. The other 50% are going to fall in love with it.
Right.
And say, now, we've all been there, right? We've walked into some people's bathrooms going, oh, where'd you get those colors from? And then the person coming right behind me is, this is the greatest bathroom I've ever seen in my life.
Sure.
So it's the same thing happens with every customer. We just make sure in the aspects of the design elements that the colors talk nicely to each other and they marry well. So you never, ever want to sit there and think that two colors come together when they don't. Because a gray is not a gray and a white's not a white.
Will
right?
you tell a buyer that? If you think they're making...
I'm very upfront.
Good.
I used to
tell people that. You don't want that.
Oh, yeah. They take a look at something and they say, oh, my God, this is absolutely amazing. But it's a gray. It should fit well. And then I put them together and I'm like, do they? And then they step back and like, oh, that would have been a huge mistake.
Good for you.
But, you know, I'd rather have somebody be honest with me, right?
Absolutely.
And guide me because I'm spending a lot of money here. You know, I want the end result to be beautiful.
And again, you're the specialist. People need to recognize that.
Yeah, same with my consultants.
What you are not is a general contractor. And you do not go in there and say, okay, your kitchen is going to be $100,000, and then you go find a company that will do it for $70,000. Okay, would you explain that to the listeners, please?
Yeah, it's you know what? Back in the day, when a long time ago, as far as when I was doing this with other companies, they would sit there and have a wide variety of subcontractors. And they would give them the different, you know, here's the layouts. How much you going to charge, right? Then they'd go with the lowest person or company to go in there and do your job. Then they went in there to do your job. They want to get through as quick as possible. So when they're done with your job, they're just like, give me my money.
Yep.
Right? How do you really show that you're caring about the customer? Where's the care for the customer? You're going to be very clear, you're going to pay a higher amount for a company that cares about your needs, wants, and end results.
Short term, you may spend a higher amount. Long term, I don't think so.
No.
I get greater value.
Greater value.
Yep.
Yep.
And that greater value will translate into long term enjoyment, value over time on resale, I mean, maintenance issues. People don't realize that, do they?
No.
Well,
no.
Let's say this. Someone wants a new kitchen, and they go to a big box store.
Yeah.
Sure.
Are those their employees going out and doing the jobs?
Well, the only employee that they have doing anything is a person just doing the drawing.
Right.
Right? Everything else is, which is ironic because people are brought into me. When you sit there and you have a big box store, go out there and somebody brings in the measurements and they put in all the boxes and things are off, and then somebody else goes back out there to remeasure it and says, hey, these things won't fit. Those people didn't know what they were doing.
Make it fit.
Well, yeah. What did you say about the integrity of the company when somebody blurts out, you know, they don't know what they're doing and you just gave them money to do something?
That's what they do. That's what they advertise that they do. I get it.
Yeah.
Now, what about this? What about someone who comes in, they take your deposit, they start your job, and then they don't see you for a week. Someone comes in for a couple of days, and then they don't see you for another few days.
Yeah. You know what? An online, it's called Builder Trend. You get, it's a landing page. And we do a lot of communications that way. But at the same time, you know, when we're doing a lot of, we have like 15 jobs going on at any given time, right? Because we have to keep progressing. We're waiting for, you know, inspections, so on and so forth. So as we progress through this, there will be a hiatus here and there. But I give you a timeline booklet that explains where the hiatus is going to be.
Love it.
And you follow along with it, and it's simple to follow along with an explanation. So you're already prepared knowing it's going to come up. You just ask, hey, how long of a hiatus are we going to have at this point in time? And it might be upwards of 3 weeks because we're waiting for a countertop. You're not going to see us, you know, sorry.
Right.
But there's nothing for me to do here.
Right.
And customers understand. Most customers understand.
I was going to say that.
The way you said that.
Most customers understand.
But, you know, but here's the thing about the difference between you and that other company. You can go, look, go back to our original paperwork. I explained this to you. You're not chasing money. See, that's what a lot of companies that do that kind of thing. They're chasing money. They're chasing deposits. They're trying to make payroll for the next week. And that's why they're hopping all over the place. When you... You mentioned something about the your landing page and the communication. Let's explain how important that is, because when you have the communication that Kopke has, it makes it go smoother, especially for the homeowner.
Yeah, it does. Do you remember when I was talking about setting everything up correctly?
Yep.
Excuse me. When you even the raw material showing up at the job site, which is, remember, a kitchen's a kitchen, a bathroom's a bathroom.
Right.
You pretty much know all the raw material needs to show up. Even we have things called a bucket of fun with all the caulked screws, everything inside
of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Patchy material.
You know what? Yeah. So you never have to wait for these things. So when these things are showing up, you're able to go through the process smoother. At the end, you're right. Everybody's chasing money. I'm chasing time. The time that I'm chasing is that I need time to be smoother, because everything winds up happening much quicker that way because it's already there.
Sure. Right.
So if I'm sitting here and I have everything there and I don't have a runner going all over the place trying to obtain these different things because it's already there, I'm saving time, which is saving the company money, which is saving the customer frustration because we're able to go through it smoother.
Absolutely.
That's how we kind of work that.
And stress. Stress is huge with people, isn't it?
Oh, it's you know what? We all go through it, but unfortunately, you know, some things, this is just, a lot of customers have never done a remodel before, and I can understand that.
Yeah.
Much less an area of high fit and finish like a kitchen or bathroom, much less the emotional heart and center of the home, which is the kitchen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so they need to be aware of what's going on there. I liked the idea of, you know, how's your marriage? Yeah, because I would ask the same question. If you don't have a good marriage, you should not be building a new house together or doing a new kitchen.
Oh, remodel. Yeah. I will never get any new home builds.
You know what? And it's amazing that you would ask that. We'll mention it. And we mentioned it in jest. And my daughter would say, low key. That's her way of saying we really mean what we say. So low key, how's your marriage? Because we don't want to get involved with something like that as a builder. If you can't make the decisions now and you're not going to, you guys aren't going to communicate good. You don't want to get involved with that. Absolutely not.
No, not at all. I just, I bet people come in and they're argumentative amongst each other right at the beginning, right? I want this and I want this. Hey, no problem. But what you do is you find a nice common ground for the two of them to have everything come together.
So Chuck and I have many times heard, and I've heard this throughout the years, you can do an absolutely beautiful job, but at the end of every day, if a job site isn't cleaned up, or guys are smoking, leaving cigarette butts, or the homeowner's hearing them curse and talk about the weekend they just had, we've all heard of church etiquette, golf course etiquette. Talk to us about job site etiquette, please.
Well, I'm able to control the W-2 employees that show up, our employees, right? And our employees are there to ensure that everything that we're doing is in a timely fashion, but in accordance to what the proposal is, yeah? They are instructed. You want to talk to the homeowner? Go ahead. I have no problem. They have questions
for
you.
Good for you.
They will talk to them. You know, I have control over them cleaning everything up. Now, some subcontractors that come in, I mean... You know, I mean,
electrical, plumbing.
Yeah. As much as I'd like to, you know, sit there and hover over them and say, hey, you know, keep something down. But, you know, sometimes some people say things that are not proper, but they think they're just talking to each other.
Absolutely.
And but we clean things up. My project managers, believe you me, they do not take that lightly. They will go there and make sure that, hey, listen, I do not, you know, advocate this, which is really good.
You know, it's funny. We talk about all the different contractors.
I tell so many
chimney
stories.
Chimney repair guys. You do a lot of that. I used to tell them, when you're up on that chimney, you guys keep your mouth shut, because they don't realize that they're basically have a speaker. They're speaking right down
straight
into.
Straight down.
Across the neighborhood.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And that's important, because we've all often said this, and you get it. And not anyone, but people learn how to be a contractor. They learn how to do things, but you got to learn how to be a businessman as well. You got to learn the job site etiquette, because that's your name. Yeah. That's your name. Last thing you want to do is get a star rating when someone says guys weren't talking right. That's that's so important.
Yeah, that's you know, everything's a reflection, right? Everything's a reflection of the company, no matter what it is. Even if it doesn't have anything to do with you personally, it's still a reflection.
Yes.
So, but we have good relations with our subs that we've been using for a very long time. So they understand this as well.
Well, that's critical because they may not be W-2 employees, but the reality is they can be as effective as a W-2 if you have a great relationship with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it's important.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, new subjects. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about your showroom, which is huge, and how you stage all the material. People get it all shoved in their garage waiting for your crews to show up. A lot of people out there are thinking to themselves, boy, I'd love to get a new kitchen, but I just can't afford it right now. You have some great financing options you can help people out with, right? Stick around. We're going to keep talking to Alan Seeley, owner of Kopke Remodeling, only on AM 760 WJR.
Customers that work with Kopke Remodeling and Design are thrilled with the experience. I feel from start to finish, this is a very professional outfit, and they go on and on and on, and it gets very emotional. You got to love it.
Yeah.
That guy will make you feel good.
It makes me feel amazing. We have we've got books of those at, you know, at the office. People can go ahead and peruse to any one of those pages.
We love that. We love that.
No problems.
When people say, you know, I want some references, we love when someone just says, here, call anyone you want to. That's what we when we looked for people, the Inside Outside Guys, we say, go to the Inside Outside Guys, call any team partner that we have and ask them how they like being on the Inside Outside Guys. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, before I went to break, we talked about a few things. Let's talk about financing. Yeah. What kind of financing do you offer for your customers?
Right now, our financing program is 5.99%.
Oh.
So it is no prepayment penalties, no interest rollovers, and we have a lot of customers taking advantage of this.
Yeah, long-term mortgages are 5.5, so that's...
Yeah, and then you have closing costs and all those other things that come with a home equity loan, right? Or anything else like that. So the 5.99, which is great, and when the housing markets or the equity loans go down in about 3 or 4 years, then what you do as you're paying it off, you can go ahead and transfer everything over to that. So it's a great opportunity right now. But we have 36-month. We have all the way up to 120-month, which is great. But we'll do 40% of the whole entire project with 5.99, but it doesn't start until after we've gone to a certain stage, like installed your cabinets. So you sign up now for it, and your first payment wouldn't be for almost 6 months from now.
Wow.
Which is really nice. It's not immediate payments.
Okay, Alan, are kitchens going to be cheaper next year at this time than they are now?
Oh, I never heard that question yet.
We were talking about that earlier in the show.
Well, you know what the thing is that as things escalate and they get more expensive, so does the value of your employees and the hourly.
Oh, yeah.
And so does... There's a thing out there called the government, and
the cost
they want
of doing business. Yeah,
they want this thing called taxes. When you're paying taxes with your employees, right?
Yeah,
it costs more to do business.
Yeah,
so that's the only advantage that these other companies have over me is they throw 1099s everybody out there,
yeah,
you know, paying
it.
Taxes, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'd rather have people that I know that are staying with me and living in today's, you know, economy, what making a living that they need to make.
Dollar for dollar, material to material, it will not be cheaper. So you may be able to next year get a new kitchen, but it's not going to be the same material.
No, it's not.
The quality material.
The material prices keep going up, but the benefit is, like I said, when I'm locking you in now, I'm buying it now, and I'm staging it now.
Right.
So you're not paying any more.
You'd mentioned a couple that came into your showroom, and they came in, and you made a deal before you ever went out to their house. That is one of the benefits of having the showroom that you have. They came in, they saw everything that you have. Some people are a little nervous. They don't want to invite someone to their house till they're sure they're going to use that person. And your showroom, boy, it's a beautiful showroom with, I mean, just...
It's a lot of product.
Lot. Yeah, a lot
of product. You can get lost in colors and
that's
stuff like that pretty
it.
Quick, right?
Yeah.
You know, and he's called it the wall of confusion and so on and so forth. But there, it's always transforming as far as colors go. But that's beneficial because you can step back and whatever you gravitate towards immediately, whatever grabs you, that's a great way of going, that's amazing, that's beautiful, I want to look at that. As opposed to just flipping through cabinets or catalogs or trying to, then they all start looking the same, right?
Yes, they do.
You're right.
What you fall in love with first is the best thing because you're going to, believe it or not, you can look all over the place, you wind up going right back to the first thing you started with.
Yeah.
How disappointed, you used the word fell in love. You know, how disappointed would somebody be when they spent, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 and weren't in love with their new remodel. I'd have to be in love with it to spend that much money.
Well, it's a, you know what? My philosophy is it's your money, not my money.
Right.
You're choosing who you spend it with, and you're choosing the quality of the products. So at the end, if you pay a little bit more or you're able to finance part of what you really want, flick that light on 2 years from now, stay in love with it because the money's already spent, right?
My line used to be, and I know it sounds like a line, but it really is true. Right now, when you're spending the money, it hurts. But in 2 years from now, when you're looking at it, you're going to go, boy, I'm glad I spent that money.
Yeah. You know what? You get insulation for your home, right? What does it do? It saves you on your energy bill. But you're not having a party, have everybody come over and look at your insulation, all that money you just spent, right?
I love that.
The remove and replace stuff that are basic, the driveways, okay? I mean, you replace a driveway, all you get is a new driveway. It's not like it adds any money to your home.
No.
And you're not bringing your neighbors over to show it off.
No.
That's not the case when it comes to a beautiful new kitchen.
No, it's not at all. Any stretch of the imagination. You know, that you know what? You're inviting people over at that end result. You're like, oh, we lived through it, right? Because there's nothing fun about it. And then you bring people over and you're like, everybody, like, oh, I'm so jealous.
Right. How important is lighting in a kitchen remodel?
Well, that's very important. And I also, people, you were talking about the different colors like black for the countertops.
Yeah.
I love black as far as countertops go, but be very careful because it sucks all the light out of the room if it's all black countertop. So maybe in an island in black, but the rest of it should be a nice light tone for that, for the outer perimeter of the countertops.
Do you find people tend to trust you when you say that, when you tell them what you think is popular or
They would have sat there and said, you know what, I would have never thought of that. And, you know, and a lot of people, you know, one of the biggest things, cleaning, right?
Maintenance, cleaning, AM.
Right.
Amen.
So we are an AM. The cleaning of the cabinets, but I'm like, how often do you really get your cabinets that dirty? And then going in between the crevices of everything, that's just virtually not that often. So get a design that you fall in love with and then think, okay, you know, I got spring cleaning and then I have fall cleaning. Those are the two primary times you really scrub these things down. But that's it.
Great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've had a lot of great information. We greatly encourage people to go over and take a look at your showroom and Van Dyke between 16 and 17 Mile Road. If you want to contact Alan personally, 833-695-6753. You can also get a hold of him at copkeyhome.com. And if you're driving down the road, don't grab a pen and start writing stuff down. Just go home. Go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. Click on Kitchens and Baths, and you'll see Copke Remodeling there. And once you meet Alan, once you go to his showroom, he will prove to you everything that he says today is true. We trust him. You should, too. You do great work. You keep a lot of our listeners happy.
Yeah, no, and also my consultants. You know, it's the same philosophy. You know, I have three consultants that help out customers the best we possibly can, listen to their needs and their wants, right? And that's, you know, they're paid hourly too. They're W-2 employees.
Right.
So the benefit of something like that is they're not trying to push you into something because they're making a huge commission or something off of it. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know what, the end result is just need the customers to be happy. That's patience and happiness.
How do you handle warranty on the cusp of that statement?
You know what? We warranty workmanship. And, you know, if a faucet 2 years from now or something happens to the faucet, we don't warranty the faucet, unfortunately. We warranty the workmanship. Something happens in a piece of floor or something else like that. Well, we're going to come out and we're going to fix it for you. We have no problems with that whatsoever. It's the product that we don't warranty. The products all come with their own warranties.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll help you and we'll get that to replace. So you're not doing it on your own or trying to call a handyman service or something to get over there to do it because we want you to be happy. We really do.
Company that has been around as long as Copke Remodeling and Design has, the proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, if you can't see it, taste, and touch it other than God, how do you know what you're getting?
And successful. So have you, last question, you brought your bride and your daughter here. Has anything ever been able to keep your daughter quiet for this long?
Just a little video game that was in her hand for a long time.
Does she want to say hi? Do you want to say hi to anyone?
Go on, just say hi.
Hi.
Say hi to Grandma and Grandpa. Out there?
Go on, say hi to
Grandpa. Hi. All right. She's a lot more shy than you are, Alan.
Yeah.
I won't even ask your wife because she'll smack me.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, me too later on as we leave. Thank you very much. No. So that's good.
Greatly appreciate you guys coming in today and teaching us more about remodeling. Once again, if you want Kopke remodeling in your house, and you should, 833-695-6753 or kopkehome.com.
So, thank you, sir. Appreciate you being with us.
Very much. If you go to InsideOutsideGuys.com, you can find Kopke Remodeling along with dozens of other professional housing companies out there for your home anytime during the week. InsideOutsideGuys.com. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Everybody, thank you.